Joe Courtney is a congressman and Democrat from Connecticut's second beautiful district. Been on this show many times, a guy I have tremendous respect for. But I want to talk to you. I'm a CEO of a major nonprofit, and I'm wondering, there's a piece of business that you're interested in when it comes to not-for-profits. You want to tell us about it?
Sure. So when the Trump tax law was passed in late December 2017, you know, a complete rewrite of the federal tax code in 54 days. I voted no on it. Almost everyone who was watching this process was convinced that there was going to be, you know, repeated instances of the law of unintended consequences because stuff was just not vetted at the, you know, Ways and Means Committee or the Senate Finance Committee for something that big. So one of the provisions hit nonprofit organizations and churches, which, again, it's called the Unrelated Business Income Tax, which was a 21% tax on benefits that people who work for nonprofits that was unrelated to their work. I mean, it's a very convoluted situation, but it's real because there was howls of protest after the law passed for things like subsidies for commuting, you know, transportation, parking, which for, a lot of employees that work in that space, having a non-taxable benefit like that is an attractive feature of encouraging people to work. So anyway, that suddenly changed. That, along with Gold Star families, which are the surviving families of people who've lost their lives in military combat or because of service-related injuries, suddenly their Gold Star benefit, which is a federal benefit that's paid, it's in the form of kind of an annuity that throws off income. That was treated as an estate tax entity or process, which hit people with a 40% tax. And the Gold Star families, who I think, every American of every political stripe would, agree deserve, the help after losing someone who wore the uniform of this country, suddenly found themselves in a situation where their taxes increased. So when we did the omnibus bill at the end of the year, a day or two before the impeachment vote, which got, obviously completely overwhelmed the news, we actually, with the new majority in the House, eliminated the unrelated business income tax provision, also the Gold Star family tax. Again, those originated in the new majority in the House, the Democratic majority in the House. The Senate, I think, because of the grassroots external pressure, receded or accepted the House position on that. And we were able to, again, at least begin some cleanup of the Trump tax law, which, frankly, that's just scratching the surface. The state and local tax cap in terms of deduction for, your state income tax and property tax. The House passed a bill also right at the end of last year to lift the $10,000 cap, which really hits people in the Northeast, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and the West Coast. Again, sadly, it turned into a partisan vote. Even though, I think the evidence is clear that every state had taxpayers who ended up, getting hit on this thing and ended up with double taxation, essentially. I mean, you're paying tax on tax with the salt cap that was put in there. And so we've obviously got lots more work to do in terms of the Trump tax law, but at least two of the most sympathetic victims, churches and nonprofits and Gold Star families, we were able to at least come in and take care of their totally outrageous treatment.
Now that we're talking about outrageous, Joe Courtney, I guess I want to ask you, how do you get Republicans to go along with the idea that Medicare should be able to negotiate drug prices? I'm going to be a very impartial questioner and say, of course it should. That's crazy.
Right.
But how come Medicare can't say, okay, drug companies, big pharma, you better lower your prices?
Well, the public opinion polls show that it's about 80% support and majority support among Republican responders to polls on this. And again, totally credible sources like Kaiser Family, and Pew. Mm. They regularly poll on this stuff. And all I can tell you, Alan, going back to the 2018 election, with the record turnout that took place there, healthcare was the number one issue in the exit polls. And then if you drill down below that finding, it was prescription drug costs that were people's biggest concerns. And the horror stories, whether it's EpiPens or insulin, where people are paying, almost 200-300% more in the U.S. versus other countries like U.K. and Canada, it's mind-boggling to me.
Well, if HR3
didn't get Republican support.
So HR3, of course, is the bill that would have changed this around. And nevertheless, who's for it? I mean, if the Republican majority understands what is going on here, is it another Trumpian thing? How come we're not able to look them in the eye, Big Pharma, and say, the hell with you?
Well, again, the president actually is candidate Trump, supported price negotiation.
I remember that, yeah.
And he did it numerous times. I mean, this was not sort of a slip of the tongue or a gaffe. I mean, he hammered that issue. And but again, it's one of these instances where his presidency, he's just walked away from an issue like that, along with infrastructure and numerous others. But this one, I think, really hits the middle class, hits patients, hits seniors, where it really hurts. And, when you look at the savings that HR3 would generate, well over, $350 billion, we were able to actually put some of those savings back into the Medicare program to deal with issues that have been longstanding sources of complaints about dental care not being included in Medicare, hearing and vision. You can do a lot with that savings from overpaying for prescription drugs. And all I can tell you is you're going to hear a lot about that, from my colleagues. Again, HR3, when I did town halls and telephone town halls and big events, the fact that we even voted on it is a surprise for a lot of people when, I walk them through that issue. But there's just no question that's an issue that has legs. I mean, I'll tell you a quick story. I was dealing with a construction trade union, which has a Taft-Hartley plan. That's the multi-employer plans that cover their members. They had a member whose wife had a very rare bone disease and was receiving an injectable prescription drug for it, $158,000 a month.
That's unbelievable. And
they have to take it every month. So it was $1.8 million a year for one treatment for one insured life that was there.
I got stung by a bee, and I think those EpiPens are now $600 a piece.
That's correct. For a packet. Yeah, for those packets they sell. And,
that's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, you go back even 10 years ago, it was a fraction of that cost. These are off-patent drugs, by the way, too. I mean, the industry has found ways to even use, non-patent providers, generic companies to, again, get in on this, really almost price conspiracy that's going on out there.
And that's what it is. We thank you, Joe Courtney, for being with us. The Democrat of Connecticut's second beautiful district in office since 2007. And when we come back, I got a lot more for you.
Okay, Alan.